Blog Talk Radio.
Sugar. I hope everybody hears me because last week, I hate to admit it, but last week I had it on mute. And then after I realized it was on mute, I still had it on mute on my headset. So it was on mute on the dashboard. And then it was on mute on the headset. So I guess about maybe 6 or 7 minutes, I was dead silent and no one could hear me. And yeah. Anyway, it is October 4th, and it is 8:01 in the p.m. if you are in Southern California, San Francisco, places like that there, Arizona, Las Vegas. It is now 10:01 if you are in the southern regions like Louisiana or Louisiana, Texas, or Mississippi, and places like that there. And it is 11:01. If you are in Boston, New York, New Jersey, places like that there. Again, I have no topic, and I guess you guys are going, you know what? You said that last week, and you had no topic, and here you go again. Well, the thing is, I have been really, just not concentrating on what I need to do. Let's just be honest with it. But, you know, I've made a commitment that at least Fridays, I'm going to do a show for 15 minutes, 30 minutes until I get myself back into the groove, because honestly, it's been a long time since I've actually did a talk show, whether it is a virtual one in Second Life or this one, Blog Talk Radio. So it's been kind of a difficult trying to get back on the horse, so to speak. I'm trying to, and at least I am making an effort. And, for that, I think I needed an applause. Yeah. But anyway, again, we have no topic tonight, but I am going to talk about some things. I thought about talking about my week. Not that my week is exciting, because trust me, it's not. As you all know, or maybe all of you don't know, I'm no longer working, a whole bunch of crap with that. No, I was not fired, but we will talk about that in the next upcoming weeks or so. We'll discuss the reason why I'm no longer working. Before I even talk about that, can you believe Christmas is almost here? It will be 2 months, and it will be Christmas. I'm like in a state of shock right now that it will be Christmas within 2 damn months. Wow. Can you believe it? Which comes to my first topic. Let me give you guys a little rundown of my week. Like I said, it's not interesting, but, it's at least a topic. So here lately, I've noticed that I have been shopping more than I need to. And it was pointed out to me today by my husband that he thinks I've become addicted to shopping. And I was getting offended by it, but now I'm beginning to think he's not kidding, because within the past, and I'm kind of embarrassed to even admit this, but I'll admit it to you guys because you guys are my friends. But within the past couple of days, within 2 days, I'm not going to tell you how much I spent. I just realized what that number would sound like, and everybody would probably gasp with just amazement that I did that. But I do believe that I am beginning to become addicted, because not that my life was exciting at first, but I was a lot more active than what I am now. So now just staying at home, I'm going Amazon, eBay, you know, something called Rose Gal, just a lot of little places because I like gadgets. I don't know if you guys know that, but I love gadgets. So when I see a gadget, I normally try to purchase it. I hope you guys can hear me okay because our air conditioner is on. I just realized it's like getting right in my face. So I hope you guys can hear me okay. Right now, Angel's playing World of Warcraft. So I don't even know if he's monitoring me right now. But anyway, so I'm noticing that I'm spending a lot of money and I really need to get a grip. I don't want to be ending up in somebody's somebody's couch and talking about, you know, the reason why I, you know, am addicted to shopping is because something happened in my childhood, which would be bullshit. But I've noticed I am shopping quite a bit now and I don't know how to stop it. Angel has taken the credit cards from me because I told him, you know, I can't stop. So he's taking the credit cards from me. And lo and behold, on my computer, on some of the sites, your credit card information is still there. That's dangerous as hell, especially for a person like me. It is so dangerous that it's still there. So today I just politely wiped it all out because when I was going to, I'm like, I don't have the credit card. La, 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 la. It was there. The credit card information was there. And I was like, damn it. You know, I've got to be cool. And then when it comes to PayPal, only thing you know need to know from PayPal is just your login. And then, you know, you're good to go because PayPal doesn't ask you anything because they already have your information. But I am really becoming addicted. And it's starting to be, it's not causing any friction in the marriage or anything like that. And I'm not overspending where we're going to be destitute in the next couple of months or so, I'm saying, or so I don't think. But yeah, I have been spending quite a bit, and I really need to kind of stop that, you know, stop, you know, spending so much. I really, really do. I don't know if you guys know, but I attend church. I do go to a church. It's called Church on the Way, and I love my church to death. I have a really great pastor, and I know you guys would probably kick back and say, you go to church. Yes, 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 I do. I attend church. I'm very spiritual. I really, really am. I'm not, you know, like real religious where I'm in your face with it, but I am very spiritual. But the reason why I brought it up is because I was so Wednesday, I signed up for this about almost 2 weeks ago. So Wednesday they had what they called a sisterhood dinner where, you know, you came in, they talked about, you know, different things about relationships and, you know, what you should not expect from another person or what you should expect. Or say, for instance, if a person is not doing what you think they should do, that's your issue, not theirs. But anyway, I want to say that I wasn't going to go at first because when I got all ready and I was like, I told Angels, I'm not going to go. I'm just not going to go ahead. I'm not going to go. And he was like, well, it's up to you, you know. And I'm like, well, I did pay $8 for the dinner. He's like, it's up to you. If you want to go, you go. If not, you know, don't go. So I sit there and I was like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and go. I'm going to go ahead and just get dressed and go over there and, you know, just hope for the best. You know, because I already said if I walk in there and I'm not comfortable, which I'm normally comfortable anywhere I go, but if I walk in, I'm not comfortable, I was going to walk back out. But I'm so glad I went. It was really, really a very unique experience. I was so happy to be there. We talked about any and everything. It was an open forum. And when you think about women from, you know, the church, you automatically think that it's going to be something just all surrounded behind God, which is fine too. But we talked about many things, and I really am happy that I went. And it's going to be for a whole month of October, so we're going every Wednesday. But I was thinking I would like to have something like that called the Sisterhood because this was really, really nice. The way that I imagined was going to be a round table with about 20 women there, and we're all going to be talking. But it was nothing like – it was 80 women there, first of all, and they had the long tables where they had the plates, the forks, and everything, and – they fed us a really good salad and some chicken, which was dry. I hate to say it, but it was. But the chicken was on a skewer with, I think it was onions and bell pepper, but the chicken was extremely dry. And they had hummus. I don't eat anybody's hummus. I'm not into hummus. I don't even like the name of it. I'm just not. And they had pita bread and rice. And it was really, really good. Even the chicken that was dry was really good. But let me tell you guys what your girl did. I was where I was sitting at, it was like a lady named Vanessa, and then Sandy and her mother, and then another lady over on the side. So I'm sitting there, we're talking, and the other lady said, "God, this food has no flavor. Why can't, you know, why did they give us some salt?" And as much as I hate to admit it, because I'm going to admit it now, and Angel's going to get real pissed. So I reach into my bag of tricks, which is my purse, and guess what your girl brought out? Some salt packages. I know I should not have them because of my high blood pressure, and I know I shouldn't have the salt packages. But I brought out a salt package and gave it to her. She was like, "Oh my God, thank you. You're just, you know, you're just a wonderful person." For I'm thinking, God, you would have thought I parted the sea the way she was acting for the salt. So I gave her one. I gave Sandy one. Sandy split hers with her mother. I gave Vanessa one. Of course, I used one myself, but I was like, wow. So I'm not the only one that has this flavor for salt, but the food was, it was bland. They probably did it bland because you don't know who's eating, but, and I know, I shouldn't be carrying salt with me, but hey, you guys, I made some friends because I had salt. Can you believe it? Just because I had some flavor. So next time, who knows, I may bring some hot sauce. I may do a Beyonce and take some hot sauce with me. Hey, you know, what can you say? Oh, boy. But anyway, I really did have a really, really nice time, and I'm so glad that I went. I really, really am. Something else that happened, and it pissed me off. And I'm going to explain to you what it is. So I'm a person who I am not, God, what can I say? How can I say this without sounding terrible? Let's just say I'm not prejudiced against anybody, especially my own people. I'm just not. I am blessed to have two different cultures, and I'm blessed that I have a husband with several cultures. If anybody knows me, you know I call him a tri-breed because he's three different cultures. But, and I'm kind of going maybe off the line with the saying this, but I'm trying to say this to make a point. So I was in Target. No, I was in Dollar Tree because normally I go to Dollar Tree for little bitty things because I love close-up toothpaste. And hello, if I could pay a dollar for close-up toothpaste, I'm going to pay a dollar for it. So I was there, I was getting close-up toothpaste. I got some type of juice for Paris, and I walked in, I got in line. So I kept hearing somebody say, "Black, black, black." So I'm thinking, what the, who is that? So I'm turning around, and it's a black gentleman, raggedy as hell, and don't come at me for that, but raggedy as hell, and he said, "Black." And I'm like, "Are you talking to me?" He's like, "Yeah, I need a dollar." And I turned my head and said, "Excuse me? You need a dollar?" And then I thought, you know what? Maybe he really does. Maybe he's in there. He needs a bag of chips, something like that. So I don't normally carry cash with me. And if I do carry cash, it's normally just, you know, quarters and dimes or whatever. But I looked in my purse, you know, to see if I had a dollar to give to him because I don't know. You know, the guy may have been in there really needed, even though him calling me black, which is stupid. But he thought he was relating to me by calling me black because he was black and I'm black. So he thought he was relating to me by saying that. So when I went in and I was looking in my purse, I couldn't find a dollar, and I apologized, and I'm sorry. I'm not going to run my ass back to get him a drink or chips or whatever. I'm already in the line. I'm already, you know, my stuff is already being rung up. So I said, you know, I apologize. I don't have it. He said, "You don't have a dollar?" And I got like, I started to go in on this guy, but I was thinking, you know what? Let me not do that because it would just been a mess because if I did that and Angel would have came in there, Angel would have probably caught a case. So I said, "No, I don't have it." And I said it was like this. I said, "No, I don't have a dollar." So he's like, "All right, you have a good life then. You have a good life." And he kept saying it. He kept saying, "Have a good life." So at this point, I'm getting pissed off because he's pissed off because I don't have a dollar for his ass. So as I walked out the door, he said, "Yeah, yeah, yeah, sister, you have a good life. Yeah, couldn't even give me a dollar." So I said, "You know what?" I said, "It's men like you that make women like me say, fuck off." And that's exactly what I told him. I said, "If you need a dollar, why don't you take your ass and get a job and get your dollar? I said, first of all, you're asking a woman for a dollar. What kind of man are you? I said, secondary, you're calling me black like that relates to me? Like, because we're both black, I'm supposed to acknowledge that? I'm like, fuck you. So I proceeded to walk out the store. Now, normally, I'm not like that. I really am not like that. I'm normally kind of, you know, I'm not a Lala. A Lala would have probably hit him, but I'm not a Lala. I'm not. I'm a Sam Sugar. So I, you know, I kind of like control myself. But that really pissed me off because him saying black, he was trying to relate to me in some kind of way. You don't need to do all that because we're the same nationality. You don't need to come at me saying black because we're both black that you're going to think that, oh, I'm going to. And I was actually trying to find him a dollar because, as I said before, I don't know, the guy may have been hungry. I don't know. You know, you're in the Dollar Tree. I don't get too much from the Dollar Tree. Like I said, I love my close-up toothpaste. I will get my close-up toothpaste from the Dollar Tree. And if I'm in there, I'll get a juice or something like that. And I thought maybe the guy needed some food. But again, I was not going to walk right back there and get him something to drink because I don't know you. You know, I'm thinking I'm being nice by even looking. I didn't even have to look. So that little whole thing, he kind of like halfway followed me out. And I'm thinking to myself, you really don't want to do this. You really want to take your black ass back in Dollar Tree and leave me the fuck alone. You truly, truly do not want to mess with me right now. But he walked back in, but he was still making like little comments under his breath and stuff. And my automatic reaction was going to be, you know, turn around and say, you know, why don't you say the fucking shit out loud, homie? You know, you're talking up under your breath. Be a man and talk to me. But by that time, Angel had already like kind of looked in the rearview mirror. And I didn't even want to have my husband catch a case because I know how that would have went. And I know him. But anyway, yeah, that was interesting to say the least. I don't know what homie's problem was, and at this point I don't care, but yeah, it was really, really just too much for me. But anyway, we're gonna take a real, 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 real quick break. I promise you, and I shall be back in a moment.
It's Friday, and you're listening to Samaj Sugar on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. I am back. If you just joined us, again, we have no topic, but I did share something, and of course, you're going to have to listen to it later to hear what it is, but I did share something about what happened. So let me tell you about something else that happened this week. Yeah, I guess this was an exciting week for me because, yeah. So anyway, we normally will go to Starbucks. We'll get a drink. And we found out that the Venti is not the largest, but the Trendy is. So they actually have more than what I thought. So anyway, my blood sugar was really low for some reason. I don't even know why, but I know when it's low because when it's low, I kind of get a little dizzy and, you know, just kind of like a little out of it. So Angel said, let's go ahead and stop and get you something to drink, kind of bring it up real quick, because candy doesn't bring it up as quickly as, you know, some type of a drink. So we stopped, and we always get the passion lemonade, the passion iced tea with the lemonade. So we got there, and of course, she said, you know, it's just the welcome to Starbucks, you know, do you want me to get food first for you? Because that's the first thing they ask now, if you want a food product, before they ask about the drink. And he's like, no, I don't want anything to eat. He said, but I do need two Trenti's passion iced tea with lemonade with 20 sugar cane pumps. So she said, 20? He's like, yeah, 20. Now, the reason why he said 20 is because I needed it to bring, you know, my sugar back up. So she's like, wow, I've never heard that before. And Angel looked at me, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, not now, not today. So he said, okay, Ann. So she kind of giggled. So he said, what's so fucking funny? So I'm saying, Angel, they got our drink in there. You know, don't. He's like, no, fuck that. He says, so what's so fucking funny? So she says, oh, I just never heard anybody, you know, ordering, you know, 20 pumps of sugar cane before to go in their drink. He says, I don't give a fuck what the fuck you haven't heard. He said, just do your fucking job. So she was like, oh, I'm sorry. He's like, yeah, you need to be. So we drove up, and I was thinking to myself, I hope these people didn't spit in our fucking drink. So by this time, I'm getting a little bit more, like, irritated and weak because, you know, I don't know if you know it or not, but you can go in a coma quicker when your blood sugar is low than when you can when it's high. You really can go in it quicker because your blood sugar just drops. So the person that came to the window wasn't the girl that took the order because the voices were completely different. So Angel says, I want to see the chick. I want to see the chick that took my order. And she said, oh, okay, just a moment, sir. So she walked away, then came back. She said, well, I think she's on break now. He says, so you're telling me between now and when she took my order, she's on fucking break? And she's like, yes. He said, okay, I need to speak to your manager. So the manager came up to the window and, you know, asked, you know, well, how can I help you, whatever. So Angel explained to him, you know, I don't think it was funny that I, you know, I asked for 20, you know, pumps of sugar cane and I became a joke all of a sudden. He said, the reason why I asked that, not that it matters to you or not that it's any, you know, any of your damn business, but, you know, my wife's sugar is low and I'm, you know, trying to get her sugar up. So the guy's eyes, like, kind of bulged out, like, oh, sir, I'm so sorry. So he said, yeah, you need to be sorry. He said, you need to teach your people, you know, how to just act like, basically do your job. You know, so what if it was, you know, 20 sweeteners? That's, you know, that's that doesn't matter how many sweeteners it was. Just do your job. So I'm sitting here. Angel takes the drinks, and I'm sitting there looking at my drink, like looking all through it, like seeing if there's any spit or saliva or something, a booger in there or something like that. So I'm looking all at the drink, and I'm like, I don't know. He's like, babe, they didn't put anything in the drink. But I don't trust people, especially when you piss them off. When they did fool people, I'm sorry, but I've heard stories about friends that I personally know when I was in high school, because I never worked for a fast food place when I was in high school. I was, you know, babysat, and then I worked for U.S. Electrical Motors as a receptionist. So I never worked in fast foods, but I've got friends when I was in high school that used to work in fast foods, and the stories they used to tell me when a customer pisses them off, I was like, man, oh God, you know, because you don't know, you know, you really don't know what they're doing to your food. And I kind of like was like, oh, I just hope they didn't do anything to my food. But I'm still here. I'm still alive, so I'm assuming that they didn't. But, you know, can spit kill you? Probably not. But I don't know. Just something about that really just kind of got me a little bit like, you know, could they have done something to my food? Could they? But I understood why Angel was so pissed off, because here I am, you know, my blood sugar is dropping, and he's asking for something to, you know, to get it up again. And just because you've never heard of it doesn't mean that a customer doesn't want it. And if I said 50, you know, if he said 50 pumps, what difference is it? We're paying for the drink. Doesn't matter what we want or however it is, we're paying for the drink. It's not like we're not paying for it. So I kind of understood where he was coming from on that, but it still kind of scared me a little bit. It kind of scared me because I'm telling you, he's like, drink it so your blood sugar can go up. And I'm looking all at it, you know, oh my God, you know, if it's spitting there, because they have just dissolved with everything else. But yeah, it's about the size of that. But my week, I don't know. I need to really do something to keep myself occupied. I was going into Second Life for a little while, and I kind of like not left Second Life because I'm back. But for the past couple of days, I've been kind of like not wanting to log in, like watching, you know, Amazon Crackle. I don't know if you guys have ever seen Crackle, but Crackle is actually a pretty good little thing. They does have commercial, but check out Crackle, Hulu, Netflix, and YouTube. I've been really like, you know, watching those and watching stuff over and over and over again, because I'm telling you, my favorite thing to watch is people who kill each other. Like, I like, don't grab your guns, but no, I really do. I like to see, you know, movies where, not movies, but like documentaries or what have you, where people think they're going to get away with murder and end up, you know, going to jail. And I like the way, you know, they find out what the clues are and everything. I do. I like, for, you know, Forensic Files. I like that because I like how they find out, you know, different clues and things like that. Now, I used to watch Snapped. And if you guys know anything about Lifetime, which my husband calls it the woman hate, the man hating channel. But I do watch, I used to watch Snap where, you know, the woman snaps and kills her husband. So one day I was watching, and I'm going to tell you this real quick because I only have about 3 minutes. So one day I was watching it, and Angel came in, and he was like standing next to me and just looking at the screen. And he's like, is that another one of those, one of those shows where the husband is dead because the wife is pissed off at him? And I'm like, yeah. He said, I need you to stop watching. I need you to stop watching those. He says, I really do. I'm like, you have nothing to worry about because every time they do something, they get caught. I said, now if I ever watch one where they get away with it, then you have something to worry about. But then again, I'm thinking, well, I just won't do the same thing that they do. You know, I'll do something differently and I'll keep my ass out of jail. But it's funny how, you know, he knows I would never hurt him. No, I wouldn't. I really wouldn't, I swear. I know you guys are looking at the screens like, you know, sure you won't. But anyway, I'm going to end it here. I've got less than 3 minutes. I promise you next week I'll have a topic. I promise you. You know, I've got a whole, honestly, I have a whole list of topics, but every time I get on here and want to do it, I haven't did my research. And you guys, if you guys have been with me long enough, you know that I never do my research. I really don't. I need to start doing my research on different things, but I don't. I just always like to fly, you know, with my ass in the air and go, oh, yeah, there you go. But anyway, thanks again for listening to me. I know you could be anywhere in the virtual world, but you decided to be with me, and it is so greatly appreciated. Have a wonderful weekend, and I'll see you hopefully Monday morning, okay? Talk to you later. Bye. If you come to me sickly, you know I'm